91.3 and you're live on Drive Time. Assalamu alaikum. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Ibrahim Kangwachwe, standing in for Shafiq Morton, who will be back later in the week. Now, coming up in today's Drive Time, Cape Town woman held in Oman without any charges. And after that, we'll be speaking to the Afro-Diaspora Forum. They are talking about foreign nationals that have been arrested in Johannesburg. Doctors Forum also says NHI bill not thought through and World Weekly Economic Report. And after five, we'll be looking at Jeffrey Epstein, who suddenly died in detention in the USA. All these and many more, please stay tuned.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back, and we proceed with the Drive Time. Like always, please feel free to engage with us. 47913 is the SMS line, or 072-2380712. That's the WhatsApp line. The Africa Diaspora Forum has reacted to the arrest of several foreign nationals in the Joburg CBD as an act of xenophobia. About 600 foreign nationals would be deported after the court ruled against them. And joining us online is Forum spokesperson, Dr. Abdul Karim Elgoni. Dr. Elgoni, salam alaikum, and thank you very much for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I am the chairperson of the Africa Diaspora Forum.
I was looking at the video of what transpired in Johannesburg, and from what you can see, was that a group of people had actually charged at police when they tried to raid an apparent counterfeit goods. But from your own engagements with the police, at what point did they realize that the people that actually charged at them were in fact foreign nationals?
You see, to be very frank with you, this has not happened. This is not the first time this has happened in Johannesburg CBD. It has happened more than once. And the police do those raids to try and get to some counterfeit goods, as they said. But the issue here is this is a public place, and it is people who are officially in town, they have licenses for the places, they have bought their things from the market, and treating them the way they have been treated and making them angry to the degree that they attack is something that does not happen easily.
Now, do you think this was just a tactic by police? Because initially, what they told us was that this was a raid against counterfeit goods, which are apparently being sold in the stores there in the central CBD, and the police had to retreat. And then the following few days, they had to go back, and this time they started targeting foreigners. Now, we are looking at two things here. We are looking at people that have been arrested who are actually foreigners, and then we are looking at crime that has been happening in central CBD.
You see, we all say we are all law-abiding citizens. If they are counterfeit goods, they were not produced in Johannesburg CBD. Counterfeit goods come through Durban or through other ports. They should be stopped there. There should be no counterfeit goods for people to buy and sell in the streets, that only the good ones are. So what we are saying, the issue is like this. There is a fact. There are a lot of counterfeit goods that are being sold in many places. There are people who are selling in the street, and there are people who have shops selling at. The police attacked the whole thing. They did not come in a way that every day they prevent things from getting into the market. They came the first time. People were South Africans, migrants, and others, migrants with papers and migrants without papers. We know there are so many who are not having papers, as proved now in the court. But the way it was done was never an acceptable way. It showed that the police is doing things in a way that makes people react in a bad way.
Now, the issue is counterfeit goods, and from the layman's language, when we are talking about counterfeit, we are talking about goods that did not pass through custom duty, which means they were not declared.
Yes.
So in the first instance, we have to look at how the goods actually arrived at the markets there where they are being sold in the central CBD, as opposed to police using the what you are calling as a xenophobic reaction to the arrest. Now, the people that were arrested actually appeared in court yesterday. What are the latest information that you have concerning those that appeared in court?
The latest information that I got is that more than half of them were found without legal documents to stay in the country. Some of them has not been allowed to see their acquaintances. They are not allowed to see their lawyers. So they were not able to get food. They were not treated in a good way. But yesterday, many of them, the papers were brought to court, so they spent the weekend in custody. Yesterday, the majority of them, the papers were brought and they were released. But of course, there were some of them who were found without papers. And they will be deported. We are with the law. If there is anyone who is staying illegally, the law must run its course.
Certain commentators, in fact, they have accused the Africa Diaspora Forum of always resorting to using the term xenophobia when foreign nationals are found themselves in such situations. I know we do not condone violence and any illegal dealings by foreign nationals that are in South Africa, but we must also acknowledge that certain things that are illegal in that part of the country actually are perpetrated by foreign nationals.
You see, the use of the word foreign nationals is wrong. For me, anyone who is in South Africa is a person who has been in South Africa legally and should be treated with dignity. We have the CBD is not only inhabited by migrants; it is inhabited by people from all parts of South Africa. Many of them are actually South Africans. The issue of using xenophobic language and trying to fix it on migrants is problematic for us. It's problematic for us. We say the law must run its course. If there is any counterfeit goods sold by South Africans or non-South Africans, it is wrong. It must be stopped. But pinning it on migrants without proof is not right.
So what sort of recourse are you going to embark on?
We are assisting a number of them. We are giving legal assistance. We support from the legal board, from the other NGOs that are giving legal support. We are planning to hold a seminar to discuss the issue of the CBD of Johannesburg. This is not the first time that something like this happened, so we wanted to bring different people, different stakeholders to discuss this in the coming few weeks. We have started planning for it already. We are working together with the Human Rights Foundation to produce a statement tomorrow regarding this issue. And we will follow up and have this seminar to try and come out with solutions to the root causes of this, preventing it from happening again. And we wanted to prevent the use of xenophobic language. You see, South Africa is a leader in Africa. South Africa is the South Africa of Nelson Mandela, who showed people the human rights issue, pushed the human rights agenda. And to treat people this way and to single out Africans in Africa is not something that will show South Africa in a positive way. And specifically, Johannesburg is trying its best to be a world-class city. And the videos that you have seen is not compatible to showing that this is a world-class city. We wanted things to be done peacefully. For me, specifically as a Sudanese South African, we have done a revolution in Sudan using peaceful means, learning it from South Africa. Seeing South Africa solving simple problems with violence is not a positive thing at all.
And finally, Dr. Ogoni, I still have to go back to the same question that I asked. I'm not sure if you did answer, but I should believe that there are certain individuals that have got genuine documents that provides them to be in the country, that they are in the country legally, they found themselves being detained. And eventually, we'll hear that they will be at Lindela, where they will be deported. What recourse are you going to do to ensure that they get back to their normal lives?
No, we have moved with all our friends in the legal fraternity, and we have been talking actually yesterday, today, that all people who have papers who were not with them, because the law in South Africa does not make you keep all your papers on you all the time. So those people were taken and their papers were at home. So we have collected some of them. Some were released, others were not. But we will hope that they will be released between today and tomorrow, as the legal papers are put on the table.
Dr. Ogoni is a spokesperson for Africa Diaspora Forum, speaking to us at the detention and the eventual deportation of some of the foreign nationals that were arrested in Central CBD, that's in Johannesburg, over the weekend. Dr. Ogoni, shukran, and thank you very much for speaking to us.
Shukran, thank you very much.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the